Parashat Nitzavim, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Tovshin Ayin Tes. The new year is about to come upon us. A few days from now, we'll be standing the first Ma'ariv of the year. First Ma'ariv of the year. The first Ma'ariv of the year. We'll be trying to get our focus the upcoming year, Rosh Hashanah, but this is a seemingly difficult duel with Sias on Rosh Hashanah. On one hand, we feel, we should feel a certain pachad, as the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah says that we don't. The Gemara says that we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. That's Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis 32b, the Sefer Rosh Hashanah. We don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Sifrei Chaim v'Sifrei Meisim P'suchim Lefanov. A very serious day. The Rambam says that we don't say Hallel with the Rambam Shem Mishnayis. It's a year of a fachad. Days of tremendous fear. Malachim Yechaveizim. Hinei Yoyim Adin. And we're walking around, and the Metzias today, as though I'm missing a certain pacha. It used to be, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said, used to be that the words Elul, when somebody said the words Elul, Kol Echad Ochsa Palotus, there was a feeling of trembling. Klael Slichas, the first Slichas night with the old pictures and the old times, the guy, the Shamish used to go around banging. Stay up for Slichas, get up for Slichas, they bang on the shoulders. In the start, people were mamish trembling, it's Slichas night. It's a short time to Yom Adin. Sifrei Chaim v'Sifrei Meisim. Not only that, everything that's Nichlal al Chaim. Health, Parnosa, Hatzlocha, success. Can you, but he said it's a Pella. I'm talking to myself also. Where are we? Where are we? How could it be? 3 days, 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, the same exact, we think right now it's Tu B'Shvat. You know, past the carrots, you start eating the boxer. Tu B'Shvat Higiya Chaga Ilanot. You think it's Tu B'Shvat now? There's any recognition that in 3 days, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday night, starting in Sunday night, this Sunday night, everything is coming to an end. Whatever was till now, it's finished. There's no chazakas. A person could have had a great year last year, and everything good. Then, a new year, the new judgment of Yisrael. What are we doing? Where are we? Without a little worried, The guy has a court case. You heard from Bachim. Rebbe, I'm very nervous. What are you so nervous about, Yanko? Pfeffer corn. I'm so nervous, Rebbe. I got this thing in the mail. Parking tickets. They want me in the court. I had a speeding ticket. I went 65 in a 55 limit zone. They're calling me down to the courts. I'm very, very nervous. What's going to be a Rebbe? $150 ticket? And he said it's tittering because he has to face the judge. And here we're going in front of the Melech, the judge of all judges. With that judge, you go to him. You know, we don't do that with Vashekha Tirchak, but a little white lie won't hurt anybody, they think. And you can lie your way through the thing, or you go before him, you say, listen, judge, how you doing? You know, we can be friends. You know, you whip out your wallet and say, listen, you don't know who my dad is, CEO of Starbucks. If you ever need a coffee, give me a call. So you walk in there, the judge is bribed already, the judge is, you know, so, but he's still nervous. You might have to cough up $150. And here, you're going in to the judge who can't be bribed, who sees through everything. Are we real? And here, we're going to be judged by somebody who's going to pass it not only on the $150 ticket, but everything that's going to happen this year. And we know that people went through last year, they didn't have such good years. Chas lo aleinu. And people had better years, and everything was nigzal last year, Rosh Hashanah. So it's a nafkamina how we approach Rosh Hashanah. The person said, you don't want it. No, you don't even. Sorry. Not doing anything. Sorry, that's just. I would like maybe if you had a sunflower seeds, it's much more good noise in the back. The popcorn is a little different. So it's a serious time, Rabbi Yisrael. The Rambam says that the Rambam's hesitation, that's serious, and we have to be a little bit more. But the question is why? Why is it that no one is even a little bit scared? Why is there any movement towards thinking about Rosh Hashanah, except for one thing? Where am I eating the second day meal? This is the most perplexing and difficult thing for me at this time. Should I go to Ramat Eshkol or to Romema? The walk to here is a long... You're being judged on life! Second day meal! She makes better kishka. Everything's being judged. That's what you're worried about, the kishka. So what's the territory of Isa? Second, we have to understand that on the other hand, and this is the paradox of the day, Rabbi Isai, in Simon Tov Kuf Tzadik Zion, it's brought that we're not supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. And the reason being, there's a chiyuv of simcha. We're supposed to be sameach on Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins, where do we know this from? V'samachta b'chagecha. Everybody thinks this, sings that song only on Sukkot. That's not true. Anything that's called a chag. And since it says, b'kesa l'yoyim chageinu, and the Gemara learns out Rosh Hashanah, b'kesa l'yoyim chageinu, that's referring to Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah being called a chag is a chiyuv of simcha. After eat basar, drink some wine, a little bit of wine, not too much wine, but you should be in a mood of simcha. On one hand, I'm being judged. On one hand, I'm being meted out the entire year, and the second thing, I'm at the same time, I have to be besameach. How is those two things jive? The pasuk says in this week's parasha, "Atem nitzavim hayoyim kulchem b'fnei Hashem Elokeichem." You're standing before Hashem Elokeichem, Roshechem, Shifteichem, Shotreichem, Zikneichem, Kol Ish Yisrael Tapchem, Neshechem, Lo'or B'chol B'ris. The Zohar says, whenever it says hayoyim, Hayoyim is referring to Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Hashanah. The Atzem Yitzorun Hayoyim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeinu, the Parsha is very apropos. Yitzorun Hayoyim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeinu. La'ovrucha Bevris, the stand of the Bris. The opening lines of this week's Parsha is very mekushim. But we see, and that's we see in the judgment of Boisai, also that it doesn't just say Atav Yitzavim and we end there. The Torah is very specific. Each one in their place. And this has a myriad of gratification. Besides the fact that we know and the judgment, everybody is judged separately. We don't go in together. Everybody passes before Hashem, Kivnei Maroin, as a single individual in his own deeds. But at the same time, you have to understand this kesher of Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim Kulchem. The word Nitzavim means to stand firm. What's the pshat? We stand firm. Although if it's La'avrucha B'bris Uva Alasoy, it's something that was going in front of Hashem for a bris of the 98 clothes, and a few were saying it's La'avrucha, the Chayra person would be in a matzah of shivering and shuddering, and all in a matzah of not standing firm. What's the Lashon Nitzav? And the last question I want to deal with is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells us that there's four times a year we're judged. The Pesach on the Tfuah, Mishnah, Daf Tezayin, Amid Alf, Rosh Hashanah. B'sukkos on Mayim, B'shvuos, which are Peiros Ha'ilon, and Rosh Hashanah, Kol Echad, Echad Oiver, the Fon of Neymaroi. Hashem judges each one individually. And the Gemara says that there are segulot, there are things that we should do on each Chag in order to bring about the Yeshua. It says, on Pesach, bring the Korban Ha'oimer, the Tfuah, in order that you inspire the Tfuah, the judge for Tfuah. On the Atzeres, it says to bring the Shnei Alechem, which also it's going to be Ratzon Pesach Ilan, Shnei Merotin, Salavi Bikurim. Well, it says because the Eichach on the Marisha was a Tchita, Mele, wheat. So we're being judged for the Pesach Ilan. So we do something that's looking at Pesach Ilan, Ayin Shah. The Imru, the funny Malchias, Berosh Hashanah. Say in front of me, Malchias Rosh Hashanah, Kidei Shetales Ruchonem Levracha, in order that your Zuchuya, your remembrance, Tei Shetam Luchuya Alechem, sorry, you should say the Inyan of Malchias, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Pesukim of Malchias, that you should make me a king over you. Zichroinos Kidei Sheyales Ruchonechem Lefnone Letoiva, that your remembrance should come in front of you for good. B'meh B'shoifa. And with the Shoifa. So these the school of these days, the Malchi, the Zichron, the Shoifas of Musaf, have a big school of these days, Mizorcha Bedin, that's the Pasha Gemara. But we have to understand how does this work. And I mean to say, I understand Malchias. We blow the Shoifa and we say, Psuki Malchias, we coronate Hashem as the king. Today he is the king of the world because he is reestablishing his Malchus, a new world. Every year is a new world. We're mamlechim as the king, and by subjugating us to be the king, he's the king. So we have a skula for Kratzloch. Shoifra is you blow the shoifer. According to Paiskim, it brings its miramis on Matan Torah. It's all such better school. But what is Zichroinus of Isaac? What is the mile of Zichroinus? What is the whole in of the bracha of Zichroinus? Zichroino is Rashi. The Gemara says, "Kishteitala zichronecha lefone letoiva," because you say the in of zichroino is so your bimala zichronechem. Your my remembering of you will go up the fone letoiva by just being masked in the in of zichroino. What's the pshat of this? So I heard recently a certain shmuz from Rabbi Avraham Shor in America. I was listening to and he said a merdik nekuda, and through that I wanted to answer a lot of the questions. It was different shmuz, but the Maisa said a gavaltik nekuda, which I had a lot of historias from, and I feel that it's a tremendous historia of Maisa. He
he was coming to Masba this Yisod. Why is it that no one is feeling Rosh Hashanah? Jews, all the generations, the old pictures of Yidden, as we mentioned before, there was a feeling, there was a recognition for Rosh Hashanah. What is the pshat? It's mind-boggling. But the poshut pshat is, because we don't think, everything moves on. Rosh Hashanah is coming, September 9th. By September 15 is Yom Kippur, and that's it. Sukkot is on its way. Chip chop, and everything passes by, and we move on. So he was Masbir, a beautiful pshat. But it's based, he brought later on a sefer that explains it, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Because Rosh Hashanah is also a boy side. The first of the Aseres you made tshuva. And the question is very strong. How could it be the first of the Aseres you made tshuva? We're not allowed to even mention the word chet. We're not allowed to eat even eat a walnut. Because the gematria chet. So how are you doing tshuva on Rosh Hashanah if you can't mention your chetoyim? No walnuts. Those are the big shahs I always get every year. Not how to do tshuva. Big shah, ding, 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 it's Rosh Hashanah. What's the shah? Oh, what's the stage? Am I this up, baby? How do I correct it? No. My wife baked the cake last week, and she was scared. She put some walnut sugar in it. A little bit. Is she allowed to eat the cake on Rosh Hashanah? Yes, why are you so worried? Well, it could be a gematria chet. Walnut. A gematria chet. That's all it is, a gematria chet. What about chet itself is also a gematria chet? That we're not worried about. We're only worried. Can you picture the scene, Rabbi Yisrael, Leil Rosh Hashanah, wife comes out, dessert, and he sees his wife, and she says, "Ah, what did you bake for me, honey, for Rosh Hashanah night? I baked your favorite cake, walnut avocado peach cake." Walnut cake! He embarrasses her in front of the whole thing. Ain't lo chelek lo oilo haba. How in the world can you do such a thing? It's bigamatria chet. And what are you doing? Chet! Without the gematria. So he's all knowing about the walnut cake. That's the big shahs you get now. Bottle baroy, bottle bashishin. Allison Truva's Hilchus Walnut on Rosh Hashanah. It's two volumes. But the Meister, at the end of the day, we're not supposed to even mention Chet. So how in the world do we have, how in the world is it Shaykh Rabbi Sai to do, what's the Truva of Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Yutes. I'm sorry, Yutzai. The Gemara introduces us to a very interesting, special, great Jew. Why am I saying that? Because that was his ishtalshelus. The man was called Rabbi Lezer ben Durdaya. And Rabbi Lezer ben Durdaya had a fickle issue. He enjoyed going, being with Zionists, Rechmon al Islam, prostitution. And it says that he wasn't a Zionist in the world, that he didn't. And one time he heard about a Zionist, special Zionist all across the seas. He traveled the seven seas. He took all the money in the world, Mesiris Nefesh. Maral says that he had all the Mesiris Nefesh, B'chol Avavcha, B'chol Nafshu, B'chol Moedecha, and that Mesiris Nefesh, to go to do a chet. The kid says something happened. And he went away. And he realized, it hit him like a rock, that he has to do something about it. She said something that you're not going to be Mekal B'Tshuva, and he decided, that's it, I got to change. But he didn't know what to do. So he went to the mountains, and a voice, and he said, B'Tshuva L'Rachim.
ask for me rachem in mountains of Haran, that Hashem should accept me back. Amru lo yachan anu vakshem alecha nevakash al atzmeinu. We have to ask for ourselves. We can't help you. He went to Shemayim v'Oretz. Asked for rachamim. Amru yachan vakshem alecha nevakash al atzmeinu. We said, we ask for you. Let's ask for ourselves. We have to take care of ourselves. He went the chamal of Ona, the sun and the moon. Bikshulay rachamim. He said, Achim vakshem alecha nevakash al atzmeinu. The chamal of Ona said, we have to ask for ourselves. We can't help you. The kids, he went to the Kuchom and the Mazalos, Big Shalai Rachamim, they said the same thing. Omar, look, the Heder Gero, Lezer Ben Yudayo. Omar, Eina Dover Tohu Yelubi. It's only Tohu in me. He Niach Roishu Ben Birkov. He put his head between his legs. The God of Achia, he cried out, "Achi yotza nishmasoi, yotza basko v'omro, l'avelezer ben dunaya mezumin l'chayei ho'ilam habo." L'avelezer ben dunaya is mezumin l'chayei ho'ilam habo. Bocha Rebbe, yeish koin olam b'kam ashonim, yeish koin olam b'shoachas. Then he called him Rebbe Elazar ben Dudayom. This Gemara is fascinating in many levels. The Shor brought from a forest that said, "Muir the Gepshat," and it's the answer to all the reasons why we're not afraid of Yom Hadin. It's very simple, Rabbi Yisai, because it's a society. Has spoiled us, society has ripped us off, has robbed us. The society has taught us one of the most terrible lessons, and we live with this lesson in our entire life. A man comes to a courthouse. He comes into the courthouse. He had just murdered his mother, his father, his brother, his sister, and the whole neighborhood. He machine gunned them down. He comes into the courthouse with his lawyer, protected lawyer, and the lawyer tells him, "Put your head down." "Mr. Smith." "Yes." "Don't raise your head to me." "Yes." "Why did you commit this murder?" I come from a broken home." "Well, now it's really broken." The judge looks at him. "Yeah, I grew up with a lot of issues. I don't know who my mother is, nor my father. I'm a Sufi." "Okay, Mr. Smith, 2 months. And if you're good, you'll get out in 27 days. For good measures. So you can kill more people. Have a nice day." Next case. Next case is Rubashkin, 74 years. Anyway, Mikitsa, what's the pshat, Rabbi Yisai? Society has taught us that we can live without any achrayis. We are not responsible for anything that happens. It's not my fault. Nothing. It's not my fault. What do you want? This happened when I was a young child. I had a Rebbe. He made faces. He had a twitch. Turned me off from learning. Pata! My daddy's back. Me was a... Your partner, you know, what do? You got to hit one guy. We're not saying that's right, but a person has to understand. He brought from some mafresh on the chumash and said this was the pshat of Elazar ben Dudayah. He was running to all the different things. The world says you're the one. You big shalai racham because it's your fault. You caused me. The weather. Yeah, he brought some mafresh who said that there were four different things, types of things that cause a person to not take the blame on themselves. Parents, teachers, this, that. You can usually, he didn't explain which one, from this before, in some shot. But the Yisoid is, we can make our own things. The weather, too hot in my country, it rains too much in my country, makes me sad, every day there's rain. What is left to me? How can I be a happy guy? Every day you wake up, drip, drop, drip, drop. My country has too much sun. I can't take the sun anymore. This, what are they supposed to do? This side, this happened, and that happened, and this happened. So what's the safe possible side? I don't take any blame. I have no responsibility whatsoever. And therefore, everything is potter. I don't have to. So of course you're not worried about Yom HaDin. Because I have a potter! What do you want? I'm broken. I have no responsibility for myself. And therefore I can do whatever I want. Whatever happens is okay. Move on. Next. I don't have to take responsibility myself. I don't have to get up in the morning. I don't have to do anything with my life. I just lay in the bed and wait till it's over. Just roll me out of the room into the morgue. 75 years, Choni Hamago, Yeshiva's Choni Hamago. Sign me up. 70 years. I'm not responsible. What do you want? When I was a young kid, you have to understand, my grandfather was a strict man. And he woke me up every day at 9:30 for minyan. I wanted to go to the 10:15 in Chabad. I have trauma. Terrible trauma. I can't get up anymore. Oh, Grandpa, if you would have realized. So I'm potter. Nothing means anything. Nothing I have to do because I'm not responsible for myself. If you're not responsible for yourself, so the din doesn't mean anything. Because the whole yisoid of Rosh Hashanah, the whole yisoid of din is that you are responsible. Because you have a tafkid in this world. You're not here to just eat jelly beans. Mike and Ike's. That's not what you're here for. You're not here to eat Bamba and Bisley. Even if you like it, you can enjoy it, but that's not what you're here for. You're not even here to be a CEO of a company. That's not what you're here for. That's how you make your living. You're here for a tafkid to bring kavod shamayim to the borei olam. That's what a person's here for. And when a person understands that that's what he's here for, as the Mechav, as the Mishnah Berurah writes in the first, it's in Chelek Aleph, in the first, Mishnah Berurah writes, the first simon, we open up the Shulchan Aruch Rabbeinu. They say Rabbi Eliyahu Lopian used to get up very early in the morning. And when he was an old man, he was still getting up very late. And they told him, his children, his grandchildren said, Zayde, you've been an old man. Sleep a little longer. Golf doesn't start till 10:30. Four iron, Zayde. What are you getting up so early? I know you're younger. You're an old man. Said Rabbi Lopian. In a few years, not a long time, I'm going to move up to the next world. And they're going to open up the Shulchan Aruch. And they're going to state, okay, your name is Rabbi Leo. Lopian, yes. You did what you're supposed to? Yeah. Okay, let's see. Let's open up the Shulchan Aruch. First halacha. Yiskaber ka'ari, lamoy baboyka, lavoy das boyo. You don't want to get caught in the first one of those things. You can get Kumwa somewhere in Choshim Mishpat Reish Lamed Gimel. But in the first halacha, you don't want to be caught, he said. Says the Mechaber, Yiskaber Kari, Lavoidas Aboyer, Baboyk, Lavoidas Aboyer.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, the first Mishnah Berurah, Ki lechach nivra ha'adam. Kimo sh'oma ha'kosuf, ko anikra b'shmi v'lechvoyni b'rosiv. That's what you were created for. You have a tafkid, service of Hashem. You are responsible. I don't care who your grandpappy was. And I don't care who your Rebbe did to you when you were younger. You are responsible for yourself. You can't get away with saying this, as Rabbi Elazar ben Adaya thought. It's the stars, it's the moon. Whatever the remez is, you can't get away because the person is responsible. And the fact that he had that nesoyin is his nesoyin. Everybody has a bad moment. I'm involved with so many people. Everybody has nesoyins. But the number one thing you have to understand, and that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. I am responsible for my life. Ein hadover tolu elohi. No one can affect my life, and no one can change my life, only myself. Says Rabbeinu Yoina in Shar Shaini. Im ein ani li, mi li. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, I'm a little ad-libbing to it. You can have all the greatest speakers in the world. Rabbi Pesach Kron, Rabbi Yisachar Fran will bring them down for a convention. Special Tshuva Drasha. And I'll sit there and make beautiful drasha. Oh, wow, that was amazing. You know what will be at the end, Rabbi Sai? Ephes. Al Tikri Ephes, Ela Ephes. Nu Al Tikri. Zero. Oh, wow, what a drasha. Rebbe, great shmooze. All turned on for Rosh Hashanah. Now I'm going to really be machlit where I'm eating second day. Till now it was a suffix. I think I'll eat closer. If you don't make a move and a change in yourself, you decide, I'm going to take responsibility. Ein hasdova toli elabi. I'm the only one who could change. But if I take it, and if I go with it, you can become Rebbe. You can become in 1 second Rebbe Elizabeth to die. You can become a Godoil. You can be Koinoi Lomoi. But it's only the realization. Ein Adova Toli Elabi. Not my Rebbe and not my grandmother, but me. I have to take responsibility. I have to realize that I was born. And I was created for a purpose. And am I doing that purpose? Am I taking responsibility for who I am and what I'm supposed to be? What's the difference, Rabbi Yisrael, between the Odom and the Behemah? You learned Baba Kama. The halacha is if an animal damages, we don't hold the animal responsible. Who's responsible? The owner. A Behemah has no responsibility. The owner is in charge. Adam, Shmiras Kufoy Olov. He's the only one responsible. An animal has no responsibility for his actions. You can't blame the animal for trouncing on that yerek, on those vegetables, destroying the vegetable patch. You can't blame the animal for breaking through the window and destroying the house. You only blame the owner because an animal has no das. It doesn't understand what responsibility is. But an Adam is a Baal Achrayis. Adam, Shmiras Gufoy Olam. I feel to the point that the Gemara says, Adam Vuad La'olam. That even when you go to sleep, you're responsible for what you're doing in your sleep. Machloikas knew that. Responsible, because that's the touch of an Adam. That's the level that we go up above a behemoth. If you want to kind of, you're not responsible, get down on your fours and start calling around. We'll serve Alpo for you if it's their dinner. Alpo is a dog company. They sell good dog food. You want human food? Be a human.
take responsibility. Take responsibility for your actions. You come into a room at night and your roommates are sleeping. I know it's been Olam Chaver, I want to mention, but I heard recently that there are problems with this. People come into the room at 1 in the morning and they put on the light and start making noise, banging closets. The roommate is sleeping, a guy's sleeping soundly by himself. Sorry, just looking for a bobby pin. It's very important that I clip my yarmulke. I don't want to go to sleep without a yarmulke. Bah! The whole room has to get up. He's shaking the closet and he calls his grandma. Grandma! Sorry guys, a little too loud. You have any more bobby pins? You guys are sleeping in your room. I know you want to speak to your grandmother right now, but they're sleeping. Where's your responsibility? Where's your responsibility? You're a human being. Take responsibility for your actions. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. And when a person starts to think, I'm responsible, there's a fear. Tackle responsible. Being held responsible. So what do I have to answer? But at the same time, that gives a gefal, like a simcha. Because I know that if I could be responsible, and I was responsible for my averis, and I am held responsible, but I can also be misakin. I can fix it up. Calls man to efshelis the kalkel, efshelis taken. The same one who's held responsible realizes that the same koyach that I can go ahead and really mess up, and that's what I made up this year, but I can go ahead and make an unbelievable tikkun. And that's the start of tshuva. That's why Rosh Hashanah is the day of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Because until you can understand that you're being judged and being held responsible for your actions, you'll never be able to fix anything. Because if you just think like the whole world teaches us to think, but I come from a broken situation, and I come from this, and I come from that, and I'm not responsible, so how are you going to go fix it up? There's nothing to fix up. But once there's a realization, deep realization, that I'm a human being, and I was given koichos, and my specific cause for me, Atem Nitzovim Hayoyim, you stand firm, Rosheichem, Shifteichem, Zikneichem, everybody individual, Fimashuhu, with his tafkid. That's this parasha, you stand on Rosh Hashanah, you're even the fun of individually, because you each have a specific avoid that you're held responsible. You're not held responsible to be Rabbi Kiva Eiga, and not the Rosh Hashiva right now. And not even, you're held responsible to be Yanko Pfefferkorn. That's what you're held responsible for. But take responsibility. Stand up firm and say, I take responsibility. Or you're going to be judged for it. And you might have to endure something for it, but you took responsibility. And maybe, just maybe, if you take responsibility and you have that realization of Rosh Hashanah, so you can misake and be zeichut to a year of fixing up and a year of unbelievable siyat d'shmaya, that you won't have to go through anything. But the first step of Rosh Hashanah is to realize that the judgment is a message, a statement, I hold you responsible. But in that same statement, the Bereshit holds, says, I believe in you. Because if I didn't believe in you, I wouldn't hold you responsible. I know you have the koyachos. I know you can do it. And that's growing tremendous simcha, by saying. So the pacha and the simcha is no stira. The regga that I understand, and I have a pacha, it's because I know I'm held responsible. And I did mess up. But I messed up because I did something with my own koiches, and I messed up, so the same person could demsakin. So that realization that's gurim the pachad can be gurim unbelievable simcha, because kochman she'efshel kalkel, efshel sakin. So it's no stira to this paradox. It's a yoyim of pachad or noira, but at the same time of Yisrael. At the same time, it's a day of simcha atzuma, chedvat Hashem uruzchem, a day that we have to know b'simcha, because we all come to that, hopefully that hakara, or Rosh Hashanah, that I can be the greatest person, I can become Rebbe, I can become, teach the world something that the world doesn't know, because everybody's already in some area of this. And this is what we have to work on. And this is the only way we're going to become great. Because if we go and attach every problem, oh, you know why I didn't get up this morning? It's not my fault. My roommate, I didn't get up this morning, it's this, it's that, it's this machine, I have addiction, it's this, it's that. No. It's me. I made a mistake. I'm doing something wrong. I could be so much better. That's the first step of the turnaround of a Sarah Shemin Shuba. Yom HaRosh Hashanah can be a day that we just pass by, go through the motions, daven a little stronger, but we remain the same person. The same person that's Doima LeBehema. We don't take any advice. We put the blame on my Rebbe, my Rosh Hashiva, to give me a good Chavrusa. It's this, it's that. And we walk out, we daven nicely, but there was no change. And it's so chaval. So chaval. L'dovid Hashem oiri. Oiri zu Rosh Hashanah. It's a new oir, you can be zecher, a new enlightenment. You can really find yourselves for the first time in your lives. Really get in contact with who you are. Realize that you're a person with a responsibility and a tafkid. And that's, by the way, Zichroinus. What is Zichroinus all about, Rabbi Yisrael? Shoifers, I understand, Shoifers. Blow the Shoifer for Shoifers. Malchias, coronation, what's Zichroinus? Zichroinus of Rias Boi, Pokeidu. To understand, each one being judged on their malalolim, on their avoid of what you're supposed to be doing with your lives. Look at the Lashonus of Zichroinus. You have a tafkid. That's what you're getting reward for. Schar v'oynes zichroynes, because you have a tafkid and you're here, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to accomplish something, then in that you're going to get unbelievable reward. Koin oy lomoy, v'yesh koin oy lomoy v'sho'achas. You can be koin oy that oy lomoy one moment on Rosh Hashanah, Rav Yisai. When you have that hero tshuva and you think to yourself, ein hadover tova elbi. No, this year is going to be different. This year is not going to be a year I'm going to start blaming, play the blame game on this and on that and on this. I'm going to take the bull by the horns and I'm becoming an Odom. I'm going to say to myself, no, I'm responsible. I made the mistake. I did wrong. But that same I can make an unbelievable ticket. I have so much kreches and the Kodesh Baruch Hu believes in me. And that's why he's giving me a din, because he wants me to accept that I made a mistake and this year I can correct it. And he believes I can change. And that's why he's giving me a Seres Shemei Tshuva. And he's coming to me, Dirushu Hashem B'Motzo, and sticking out his hand and saying, I will help you. Open up a small hole, says the Chazal say. Pischuli Pesach Kechudo Yishol Machat. Open me a hole. Opening of a machat, that's all you have to do, my son. Opening of a machat, that's all. Open. So much suffering in the world. So many things. It's all Rosh Hashanah. And the person wants one thing. I don't even tell you that he wants to catch him with us. He wants us to fulfill our tafkid. He believes in us so much. We have to believe in ourselves. May the Tomatol heal a being. And if we make that change, we open the heart a little bit. We say, but this is going to be. I'm going to take responsibility. I'm going to start to move forward. I know you believe in me. Please, Rabbi Hashanah, give me the kindness. Help me. Give me. Pour on the Shefa. Rabbi Hashanah wants to so much. You open up your hearts. Rabbi Hashanah will open up the Shemayim. Kippitzchosh Ullah. And he'll bench us. And chesimas and matayva. The bench to hear you. A year that will have atzlocha and brocha and hanasa. A year that will finally recognize who we really are. And will stand this year proud that we did it. Rabbi, Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Gadi, Rabbi, Rabbi. We zeicha beiza Hashem to be proud, proud of ourselves, and that the whole world will be proud of us. We zeicha beiza Hashem to fill our tafki. This may be beiza Hashem is barach, as we all work to fill our tafki and become that rabbi. Yaakov Avinu, we gave the brachas parash vayichi when he was dying. He wanted to megal the kids. For some reason he didn't. All of a sudden he started telling Reuven, this is your thing. Shimon, this is your thing. The Chori was something else. Say the Mefarsh are beautiful. He wanted to megala the cats. He wanted to say when they're all the suffering, everything's going to be over. But he went to a different topic, started telling Reuven, this is you. Shimon, this is you. This is what you. What's the cash? Say the Mefarsh. There's two ways Mashiach should come. The Ito and the Achishar. Mashiach has a certain time to come. The tzoros are over. When there's tikkun, habriya, from all the tzoros, it could come. But it could come earlier. Be'ito, achi shenu, kuchol yom achak alaz. Said the Mephoroshim, avinu bikish legal saket, when it's going to finally be over, all the suffering. But he sich madova achi, said, I have a much better eitzah. There's something much better. If each and every one of you is misakin what he needs to become. Ruvein Bechoriata, you are in, you have to misakin. Shimon, you are Indian. And the Mashiach could come right now, tomorrow, Bechol Yom Shiyava. And we take this lesson from us. We open our hearts and take achrayis. Rabbi, then just maybe this year we'll finally hear the Koilo Shemashiach Tzikeinu and hear of your middle.